It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Glad to have you all with us today. This is going to be a really exciting show because we're going to talk about a lot of tips. So how about grabbing your pen and paper? That is, if you're not driving, grabbing your pen and paper and have that there because we're going to have a lot of tips today. Right, Dr. Bill?
Well, that's right. It's a great, great show with a lot of good information and helpful tips on traveling and that whole idea of looking at insurance and basically having a way to insure your trip.
Well, and that brings me to the point, too, that we're going to talk all about traveling safe and secure. Because, you know, we go on these trips, and what we think about is all the fun that we're going to have, you know, the exciting things we're going to see and do, the people we're going to meet, and maybe that we're meeting up with. And we don't really stop and think about that. There might be some mishaps that come along the way as well.
I mean, these things can happen. And again, if you do a little bit of planning before you leave, before your trip, it can make all the difference in the world. And I think this trip will look at things that you can do now, which can make your vacation good. And after you get back from your vacation, even better.
Exactly. And if we do have those mishaps, we have a guest who's sitting in with us today that can really help us sort out, you know, really what we should do to have a resolution. Because if you travel a lot, there's bound to be some little something. We just want to avoid those big things. But even with the big things, our guest today, Laura, I think will be able to help us with those things as well. We have sitting in with us today, Laura Height, who is the regional sales manager with TravelX Insurance. So welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you, Anita. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here, too. And also sitting in with us today, who's done a lot to get the show together, a lot of research on really great travel tips to stay safe and secure, is our intern, Olivia.
Hello.
Hi, Olivia. We always like having you in the studio because you do so much behind the scenes that, you know, it's always great when we can have you here in the studio.
Thank you.
Now, Laura, we're really glad to have you here. Now, I know you've been with TravelX Insurance since 2005, but you also did quite a bit with the luxury resort industry as well, with those properties.
Right, absolutely. I've been on both sides of the spectrum, where I have been director of sales and marketing for many resort properties on the luxury end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And then that really kind of did a segue over to offering travel insurance to protect your investment while you're making those large investment trips.
Well, yeah. And, you know, that's what travel insurance is all about. But, you know, I think a lot of people don't really know what travel insurance is and how important it is. So can you just give us maybe a quick summary? Because I have so many questions to ask. And I know Olivia and Doc Bill do as well. So many questions to ask you about travel insurance. But what exactly is travel insurance? I mean, is it specified that it's something different from, say, car insurance, rental, you know, insurance, or what makes travel insurance travel insurance?
It's very different. I mean, it's very much like your homeowner's policy or your car insurance. Mm-hmm. But it is just maintained for while you're away on your vacation. So our policy is just for while you're away from home. Mm-hmm. So that can be for if you had to cancel your trip prior to departing for a medical reason, you would receive your investment back from mm-hmm. your cost of your trip. And then you also have the total elements that go with it, with travel delay, baggage delay, yes, medical coverage, anything that could be unforeseen while you're on the road.
Those things that we start off saying that we hope don't happen, because when we start planning these trips now, Laura, we're thinking, I'm going to have fun at the pool, I'm going to the beach, and I'm going to have great meals. We're not thinking about, you know, all these lost luggage and getting sick and things like that. Now, I've traveled a lot solo, and I know you have too. And there are lots of tips that I think are important when we think about traveling solo, and especially for women, probably a little bit more than men. I mean, I think it's important as well, too, for men, right, Dr. Bill? I mean, you guys need to be concerned about traveling solo as well.
Well, you do. It depends on the type of traveling you're doing, and anything can happen. You know, whether you're a man or a woman or a child, you're open to all the events that can happen in any place you're at any time in the world.
That's true. That's true. But I think, you know, for women, you know, we just have a little bit more that we need to maybe think about and prepare for, you know, when we're traveling alone. I know for myself, I like to really give myself a chance to do some research prior to going, especially of the hotel, the area where I'll be staying, and just some things like that. So, Laura, do you have any kind of pre-things or some things that you consider? Because I know you travel solo a lot.
Right. Well, you know, I think the research is really the key element to a lot of traveling safely for women traveling alone. Is really know where you're going. If you have made that hotel reservation online, really look at the reviews of that hotel, really try to understand where that is located within that city, because that's really the most important thing to know about.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we have with us today Laura Height with TravelX Insurance. Now, you know, Dr. Bill, I also hear a lot of times people will say, well, what exactly is a bad area? What exactly is a good area? And that can be really a tricky question to answer. But, I mean, how would you maybe define if someone said, you know, I want to find a really good area for, you know, for my hotel or a really good area for me to stay in? Any thoughts on what makes up a good area?
Well, one thing is you can look at the reviews of where people stayed at that place before. That's a very, very helpful information to look at. Also, you know, is there a police station or something that nearby? Is it safe to walk around places after at night? These are things you could look for. You know, and again, previous reviews, has somebody been there before, a friend? These are things that can give you a good key in these areas, and I think that's very helpful. But again, it gives your attitude of being alert is one of the key things, and you want to make sure that you focus on that.
And I think that's key, really, wherever you're staying. And another thing I like to also look at, too, is really what the neighborhood looks like, where the hotel may be. Is it more industrialized, where it might be really, really quiet in the evening, but more things going on in the, you know, during the daytime, during the business hours? So things like that are things to consider, too. Is it in a residential area, or is it in an area where maybe there's more business going on, like, you know, business offices or like a downtown area? So looking at things like that in terms of like the area as well, where, you know, where they're located.
Well, that's true. And again, keeping your wits about you is very, very important. And any place, just never let your guard down. Some places you want to feel that you're relaxed. You should be relaxed. But again, do your research, you know, and keep yourself open to what's going on around you.
Well, you know, another thing, too, that, you know, can happen as well as women traveling alone. I think something that's always in our mind is maybe some type of attack, whether it's just of our person or someone taking your purse and things like that. But really, when it comes down to you being physically attacked, I think that can be one of the scary things. And Laura, suppose that does happen. How does travel insurance play into maybe a female who's traveling alone, who has been maybe attacked or, you know, has been assaulted in some way, and now she's needing to seek medical help possibly?
Right. Well, our policy does allow them to go to a physician if something has occurred while they're on their trip. So that definitely assists them, and they would involve the police department if it is a robbery or so forth, if something has happened to that person. So it is hand in hand with the police force as well as our on-call assist being there for them as well.
Oh, that sounds great, and that sounds really very reassuring. Now, I know, Olivia, you did a lot of the research on this, and a couple of things that you found out, too, is just even things that you are carrying with you, like your purse and the way that you dress, are important things to think about as well, too, because although you have the freedom to be who you are, when you're traveling, you do need to take some of those things into consideration.
Right. You want to, you know, dress the way that you want to, but you never know how people might react to that wherever you go. It could clash with their culture, with their traditions. Mm. So I think the safest way to go is to keep it kind of formal and covered up at first, but if you can get to know the surroundings, maybe eventually you'll figure out what is appropriate and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be aware of that wherever you go.
Absolutely. And you brought up the culture part too, because if you're traveling international, you definitely want to make sure that what you're wearing and how you're dressing fits within that culture, because you can draw an extraordinary amount of attention to yourself if you are dressed inappropriately, especially culturally speaking. But, you know, another thing I like to suggest, too, especially to ladies, because we like our jewelry and, you know, we like to, you know, carry those things with us. You know, this is really the time to leave those expensive jewelry pieces at home so that you're not attracting attention based on that as well. But even if you are assaulted or mugged or something like that, then you're not losing those things as well. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more also to Laura with you, with when we lose those kind of personal items, you know, how we go about, you know, getting those things replaced. Now, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and our show today is brought to you by TravelX Insurance for your travel protection needs. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WBUN.
Well, it's a mighty world we live in, but the truth is